that my spirit has chosen. And there are ways that you can discover some of these reasons. Of course, your own self-discovery, remembering the decisions that you've made this lifetime, remembering the decisions that you have made, are making, will make in other lifetimes. Connecting with, consciously, more and more, your whole self, that self that exists both in and out of physical space and time. The more you connect with that self, the more clear your communication with that self, the more you will be able to remember to access the information about your goals, what you have chosen to do this lifetime. And overall, as a spirit, as a soul, what are your overall goals? There are, of course, good psychics who can help you in various ways. There are those who read palms or handwriting or your astrological chart or your tea leaves or just sit there with you or so on. Many different types of ways that they use to access the information, and the different tools that a psychic uses has a different specific kind of information that it is best at obtaining. You can consult, if you will, with any or all types, or your specific chosen type, those who are good, who are ethical, honest, and good at what they do, can help you to regain, to remember information that is obscured at the moment from other lifetimes or about this lifetime. And then with that information, you can make different decisions about yourself, in particular in terms of what we are discussing, which is judging yourself, and also about the world. There are many people who have decided, and this is a decision they have made about reality, it is not reality in itself, they have decided that what they do doesn't matter. This is a way, a form of denial, where they can allow themselves to do anything, whether it does harm to others or not. They have decided that there is no spirit. They have decided that they are just a physical thing walking around with somehow this ability to think, this conscious awareness, but that somehow it came into being, it's all accidental, and when they die, they die. This allows them to feel that they can do anything, but fundamentally that arises from fear, and the fear is that they cannot truly deal with themselves. They have given up on themselves. And of course, in giving up on themselves, they have given up on the rest of the world, humanity in particular. There is, of course, hope for those as well. That is a decision they have made. Therefore, it is a decision they can make again in a different way. Fundamentally, anything that you have made a decision about, any idea about yourself, any idea about others, any decision that you have made is something that can be made differently. You can make the decision a different way. You can, as the Course in Miracles says, choose again. without blaming or judging yourself or others for the choice you had already made, that you now perhaps in your newer, more expanded perspective feel that is perhaps not the best choice for all concerned, you can choose again. Don't judge yourself for having made that choice, but just choose again. If you judge yourself for the decisions and choices you have made, then you inhibit your ability to move forward by that much. Because there will always be that tension, that connection of judgment between you now and you then, you might say. If you release those judgments, you release that self to allow it to go on and be whatever it wishes to be on its own, if you will. And we know we are touching a bit on multidimensional existences and multiple probabilities. We are not going to speak about that tonight. It would be a good topic to speak of on some other night. But we will just mention that, yes, you exist multiply. You exist in many different forms and universes and locations. You exist as you, multiple different aspects of you. And each of those has been created by a decision or a choice made at some point. Now, in one sense, those are all part of your existence, your overall existence. And therefore, you could say, I am here, but I wish I were there. But I think that there's one of me over there in that other dimension. What were the decisions? What were the choices? What were the thoughts, the thought patterns, the habits that self had that took it in that direction? Now, you will not actually exactly reach that point because you are you, but you can reach a similar point. And also that self is continuing to move and evolve and change as it moves through and makes its decisions. An analogy is that you're walking down a path and it splits. And you go to the left and your other self goes to the right. As you go down the left-hand path, it splits again, and you go again to the left, and that self that had gone down that path with you also goes down to the right. But each time, as the path keeps branching, you grow, you evolve, you change, you become a different person. But all of those aspects are aspects of you. This is a more complex view of how your higher self exists, evolves, grows, manifests in this world. It doesn't just manifest or reincarnate or incarnate in different bodies in this time-space line. It also, in that same body, in multiple time-space lines, exists and changes and grows. This perhaps gives you a glimpse of the incredible complexity of your overall existence as a spirit, and perhaps can help you to look at that with appreciation and say, that is me. It is not something else. It is not some huge, wonderful being that I can never hope to become, but is instead actually me. That is my self. That is my existence that I am looking at. And look at how capable it is. Look at all the different things it can do. Look at all the different choices it has made and can make. And if it has all of that capability, if it is so unlimited in one sense, in many senses, then that means it is me. I am unlimited. I have those capabilities. I can access the information gained by all those other selves. and learn from those other selves, which is one way